I am the devil.
I'm the number one guy in this group.
I am the devil.
Stop acting like you're the number one guy in this group, man.
It's all about the pasta. Read between the lines. I'm China.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Here we are, 2024.
Yeah. Reality blows.
Reality blows. I'm Blow.
And I am Job. And we're here to bring the action.
I don't know if we've ever said our... We've said our real names on occasion, but... I don't know if we've ever done a proper introduction of ourselves.
Are we doing one now?
We don't have to.
What would you like to introduce
I'm Beck, and this is my friend Jeremy. Yeah.
Well, I could have said my own name, but I appreciate that. That's great.
Okay, well, you said let me do it. Anyway, we won't be friends for much longer at this rate.
We're friends now?
We have a mammoth amount of notes. Because
this has been an episode.
This season so far has been delicious.
Packed.
It has been, like, packed to the brim with drama. He said, she said, fights all the fucking time.
Yeah.
This episode was no exception. It was incredible.
It's been great.
We'd started the episode at Schwartz and Sandy's, and there was
it's
like,
all blurry.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, honestly, we had a big break in the middle to do New Year's
life,
things.
New Year's,
Yeah, and we had to come back to this episode. The first note I'm looking at is that Schwartz and Sandy's did have an iconic drink, was a chocolate shot glass. Which I thought was fucking stupid. I was just watching people like struggle to put that in their mouth.
You don't like chocolate?
Is this what you're taking from what I just said?
That's
what
I heard.
Is this what you're taking from what
I heard. Listeners, did you not also hear Blow saying she hates chocolate? Which we can all agree, ridiculous.
Okay. I know what to get you for Christmas next year.
Chocolate shot glasses?
Yeah.
Because I love them?
Yeah.
Please.
Cool. I hope you enjoy the melting and being inefficient. You have a great note. The next note is amazing. So, for those who don't know, Raquel and James shared a dog called Graham, a beautiful little poodle-looking thing, gorgeous. Mm. Graham, this episode, had a puncture wound in his neck from trying to escape a boarding house. And Job has just written, Graham tried to commit suicide. Which is probably fair because he's either got Raquel or James. So, like,
it's
Jesus,
a bad time.
Yeah, I would fucking try as well.
He should be put up for adoption. Let's move on.
Yes. You know, Raquel has that going on. Lisa talks to her about still being in love with James.
Directionless.
Yes.
She breaks down a bit.
Yes. And we all know this is happening with Raquel.
Yes.
She is directionless. She is sort of crumbling. I mean, she fucked Peter. What more do we need?
Yeah, you life isn't going well for
if
you.
You're
if fucking you're
fucking
Peter, it's not. Life's not.
I would.
It's
fuck
not
him,
a
though.
Win.
I would fuck Peter. So
yeah, but I.
It'd probably put know. My. It'd do have the opposite effect on me. It'd probably put my life on track. I'd fuck
because you'd wake up
yeah,
the next
I'd
day and be like, oh
and
my god,
I'd be
what
like,
have I
wow,
done?
Like I really can aim higher with my goals.
I'm glad you know that. I appreciate that.
I don't understand your next note, but would you mind explaining it?
I think it was Ariana was talking about how unorganized.
Oh, the Schwartz.
Schwartz, because they're organizing their sandwich business.
Yes.
And actually planning everything out.
Yes.
So it was kind of like, I think Ariana was throwing down some colloquialisms that I feel like everyone should do, but the Toms never fail to disappoint and go against the trend.
Yes.
So thank you.
So basically we're watching the two girls sort of plan and also choose very wisely to not 100 have a lot of their own finances invested in the restaurant. Like they're taking a lot of investors, they're doing a lot of marketing. So far, what we can see.
Yes.
And Sheena is also getting aboard with her little side projects with her fucking podcast shenanigans.
This fucking... She's trying to come on our turf.
Yeah.
Sheena, you already have a good... Well, you have a life, okay, that some people
they
would want to live.
They all have fucking podcasts. They all do.
Yeah, but we were here first. Starting at the end of 2023. Original idea.
Not
Sheena
even,
comes in
even,
with her attitude and bra.
Yeah, she's trying to get our friends to make out.
Yeah.
And then
asks some phenomenal questions.
Okay, go on.
Things like fuck, marry, kill. Because you know, at that age, because we're our early 30s.
Yes.
And these people are now in their mid to late-ish 30s.
Yes.
You know a situation, a conversation is at its best when someone drops the fuck, marry, kill.
Especially not with people that, you know, wouldn't get offended if they heard it. Like with close friends in the friendship group. That's what was cool about that question.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's what you should be asking is who would you kill?
In your friendship group.
Who do you find so unfuckable you would kill them?
But let's do it. So we're gonna fuck, marry, kill the cast of Vanderpump. Okay, so done. You go first, Job.
Okay, I would marry Lisa. Simple.
I don't need an explanation.
Yeah.
I know why.
Yeah, it's,
you're set for life. Yeah. Go on.
Oh, God. I love that woman. I would have to kill... Does it have to be in this season?
No, you can go. I know you're going to say fucking... Who are you going to say? Jax? Charlie. Oh, Charlie. It's brutal. All right.
No, the reason why, I'm going to be very clear,
is
anyone who can eat fucking pizza and quesadillas and be that skinny... Fuck you.
Well, no, she had a very... She did put on a bunch of weight in COVID. Remember that?
Yeah, but remember, she spent also the first decade of her life just doing that.
She had an eating disorder.
Okay, and you know what? Beautiful. Reality Blows supports eating disorders. Because I'm a fat fuck. And I want to be...
Oh, God.
And oh, fuck, God. I would... Okay, and I would Peter just to take pictures and to annoy you with them. I just want that. My dick on his face and his on mine, and I want to just show you them all the time.
That makes sense.
That would mean so much to me.
Yeah.
So, okay. What about yourself? Fuck, marry, kill.
I would kill Tom Schwartz. Shocking. In a heartbeat. Yeah, Not even Sandoval. I think Schwartz, just so I could squeeze some genuine emotion out of his stupid fucking
bluttering
face.
Yeah.
And I would marry. Who would I marry? Ugh, gross. Probably, I guess Ken, and then we can still hang out.
Which one's Ken?
Lisa's husband, you fucking...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, my God, you're so blind to this her other half.
Yeah, I try to remove him from my memories.
Yeah, I mean, and then
Oh, you'd marry Ken for me?
Well, yeah, it'd be cute.
Aww.
We could still hang out and do our podcast. We could
hang out at... Villa Rosa.
And yeah, we keep having like, we'd have guest spots on the show, but like really deep background guest spots because we're just too average.
So
looking.
Cool.
And I think I would fuck. Oh, God. Oh, gross. I guess I'd probably fuck Peter as well for the reasons I stated before to awaken myself. All right.
To sort yourself out.
Yeah. Oh, and that's right. That we finally have Lala revealing that she fucked James to Raquel.
Yes.
At the beginning of their relationship. We have touched on this before.
But I want to go back here again.
Yeah.
Because nothing delights me more than watching the hypocrisy of James. Being like, it happened 5 years ago, deal with it.
Yeah.
Listen, you bumbling baboon.
Yeah.
This happened for you 5 years ago. This happened for Raquel literally yesterday.
And also, I think the thing that I think about is the pain of her dealing with her insecurities around Lala.
Yeah.
Her being made to feel like she was crazy because James kept telling her nothing was going on. That was a long, lasting issue that would have resonated throughout their whole relationship and who she is now.
Mm.
So you implanted that shit. Like, Lala, fuck off. I would have absolutely stood by you had you been like way more apologetic or sympathetic, and you weren't. You blamed alcohol. You told her that it was 5 years ago. You've lived 1,000 lifetimes since then.
Yeah.
You not once did you humbly say, "I'm so sorry." It's fucked up.
They're an LA logic. I think they sincerely don't give a shit about people's emotions.
And I know it's hard because you don't want to be held accountable to a certain degree for something that you've moved so far away from. You have Lala. But it does not negate someone else's pain that are presently dealing with it.
Yeah, it's not good. I also, what astounded me was you could see a bit of Raquel being so fed up.
Yeah.
I mean, like, stop deflecting.
Yeah.
Stop. Like, well, it doesn't matter about Peter.
And then she had her confrontation with James.
Yeah.
And I believe that is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
She was way more assertive. And she did say that. She was like, stop talking about Peter, exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a very painful confrontation on the bench.
I will say, I feel like Raquel did drop the ball a little bit for hot girl walking. Beck, as a hot girl. Would you like to explain hot girl walking to
basically
us?
When you have a friend like Sheena who just has to social turn everything into a social media enterprise.
Hot girl walking.
You do a walk. She brands it. You're probably going to get merch in a week.
Yeah.
And you don't talk about anything important. It's fucking stupid. Really quickly, yeah. I think it's important that we do absolutely touch on, because this is a fucking packed episode.
Yeah, we have so many notes. But we're doing what we're going through quickly.
I feel like one of the most important things I really wanted to touch on was the podcast with Sheena.
Yes.
And her pushing Raquel and Schwartz to make out.
Yes.
Schwartz obviously is very recently divorced from Katie. And Katie set one ground rule, which was please don't make out with anyone in the friendship group.
Yes. As Ariana said again and again,
yeah.
And we've been saying it as well, though, how much do you want to bet that that rule Katie set was told to Schwartz?
Yeah.
Because she's trying to keep it private. She's trying to keep it respectful. It's just literally do whatever.
Yeah.
Just don't fuck our friends.
Yeah.
Like, you're on reality TV. Can we just keep this as low-key as possible? And Schwartz once again saying nothing and letting it exacerbate.
Yeah.
All he needs to say, which he would never be able to Sheena is, look, I've been given one rule.
Yeah.
Which is, don't fuck a friend.
Yeah.
Which makes me want to ask you, Blo, if you were dating someone in a social circle and you broke up, would you put that rule on them? Don't fuck our friends.
I think it would be a very fair thing to ask until enough time had passed. Like,
so there's a point of just, like...
I mean, I can't speak for myself in, years time. Like, I doubt my feelings had... But it is so fresh for Katie.
Yeah.
And that is the painful part about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you still respect and love someone, and if it was an amicable breakup where no one really hurt each other, but people just fell out of love,
mm-hmm.
and we're still in pain, and someone asked that of me, why would I not respect that?
Yeah.
Like, why... And also...
But would you put the ultimatum down? That's what I'm asking.
I think I would. Yeah. I think I would. And
don't
I think
fuck a friend.
No, yeah, of course. I think I would be like, especially in this situation where they're filming everyone, I'd be like, it'd be kind of humiliating almost. I'd be, I don't want to have to review the season we worked on together and then have to look at you fucking someone else that whole season. If it's not on camera, I can process that.
Yeah.
Like, she's respectful enough to fuck people off camera.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. What about you? Would you put the ultimatum on someone?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, so in the sense of, like, I don't know, but I'm one of those people who'd probably take a step back from the social circle.
Yes.
Process my shit, and then when I felt ready, if I felt ready.
I don't think I've ever really integrated with a partner's friends to the point where, actually, that's not true. I think there's one person out of my last partner's friend who we both broke up. Our partners were best friends.
Mm.
And they had the same name as well, which was fucked. So mm-hmm. they both had the same name. And she was dumped by him in a shit way.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I got cheated on, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 3 years have passed now and we kind of reached out to each other and were like, you know, it looks like you're doing really well. And she was like, looks like you're doing really well. And we kind
that's
of like...
That's lovely.
And to me, like, that's probably the closest thing I've ever had. But, like, I've mostly dated school shooters. So, like, they really didn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah, well, look at you. Okay, well, we are at 13 minutes, so
yeah, let's do it.
Who's your favorite person? Who's your favorite pepperoni pizza?
Fuck, everyone is fucking everyone's popping off this season.
Everyone's
popping off.
Everyone's on point.
My favorite is James, and I will say it's because he tried to form an alliance with Katie over the podcast because he was like, she got Raquel on there and Raquel's sitting there talking about how I'm abusive, and it's like, James, babe,
you are.
Yeah. You are. I think it's hilarious. Anyway, James is mine. I'm giving this episode 10 out of 10 scoopies.
Holy Raquel shit, scoops. So many scoops.
All right, babe, you go.
Okay, well, I'll start with my scoops. Yep. I think this is a good 9. We're at 9 scoops.
9 scoops.
This is great. These are great episodes. This is great TV.
Yeah, yeah.
This is great reality.
It's perfect.
And my favorite is going to be Sheena because that podcast is incredible. Doing that to your closest friends for clout is incredible.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love Sheena so much right now because there is a level of belligerence and like a genuine lack of love, emotion, reciprocity there that I really enjoy watching.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about this for hours. That's the problem.
Right.
She's such a toxic person right now.
Yeah.
All right, our beautiful little snow peas.
As this is the first day of New Year's, Happy New Year once again. We love you and have a good one. Boys.
Bye.
Fuck yourself with a fucking cheese grater.